worship you.
Please be seated.
感谢神，请坐。
Hallelujah, name of Jesus Christ, we continue to study transforming our lives.
Hallelujah, 感谢神，让我们继续学习转变我们的生命。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
请翻开马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 to verse 10.
马太福音第五章第三节到第十节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 to verse 10.
马太福音五章三节到十节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4.
第四节,
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Verse 5.
第五节,
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Verse 6.
第六节,
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Verse 7.
第七节,
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Verse 8.
第八节,
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Verse 9.
第九节,
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Verse 10.
第十节,
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is a kingdom of heaven. So we can see from verse 3 to verse 10, these are life blessing upon blessing.
在这边我们从第三节到第十节可看出福上加福的生命。
But before we can receive this blessing, we must go up to the mountain.
但是在领受神的福气之前，我们必须先上山。
And be taught by our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须领受神的教训。
And truly understand His will.
并且了解神的旨意。
That's why verse 3 says, Blessed are the poor in spirit.
第三节说，虚心的人有福了。
If we feel that we are poor in spirit.
如果我们觉得我们的灵命空虚，
we always can go to the kingdom of God.
我们常常可以来到神的国。
So this means every single week.
就表示说每一个星期。
If we feel that we are poor in spirit.
如果我们觉得我们的灵命空虚，
we want to attend as much services as we can.
那我们就想办法来参加教会的聚会。
And we never ever miss a Sabbath.
那我们就不会错过安息日。
Because if we are poor in spirit.
因为我们是虚心的。
We will know for us to be filled.
那我们的心灵就能得着满足。
We need to seek for the kingdom of God.
我们必须要来追求神的国。
And for those of us who are poor in spirit,
所以对于心灵感到空虚的人，
we will mourn for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们会为耶稣而感到哀痛。
Because if we are mourn, and then we should be comforted.
因为当我们哀痛了，我们必得着安慰。
So that we feel that we are rich.
如果我们觉得我们很富有，
and we feel that we don't need anything.
如果我们觉得我们
Why do we mourn for Lord Jesus Christ?
那么为什么要来寻求耶稣呢？
Because the mourn is to yearn for something.
因为哀痛表示说我们想要得着某些东西。
If we don't feel we don't need anything, why would we yearn for anything?
如果我们觉得有需要，我们为什么会去追求呢？
But for us, we should like be like Zacchaeus, the tax collector.
所以我们要学习像撒该这个税吏。
Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector.
撒该他是个税吏长，
and he was very wealthy.
他非常的有钱。
So this means he had high status in society.
那表示说他在这个世界上有很高的一个地位。
And he also was rich.
他也非常的富有。
But even though this is the case, but he still feels empty inside his heart.
虽然他有钱有势，他却觉得他心里非常空虚。
That's why he yearned for our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是他为什么要追求耶稣。
He wanted to know who our Lord Jesus Christ was.
他想要知道主耶稣是谁。
But because he was short of stature,
但是他身材矮小，
the crowd was in his way.
然后，眼前有许多的群众，
so he could not see Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他看不见耶稣。
But it did not stop him.
但这却没有阻止他。
That time he ran before everybody.
他试着要在走在众人面前，
and climb up a sycamore tree.
甚至爬到树上。
Because in his heart he yearned for Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他的心灵渴慕耶稣。
So when he was on the tree.
所以他爬到树上。
Then our Lord Jesus Christ called him by name.
所以耶稣就叫他的名字。
And he said to him, Zacchaeus, come down today. I must spend at your house.
耶稣说，撒该，你下来，今晚我必在你家做客。
And the time Zacchaeus came down joyfully.
所以撒该要从树上下来。
And when our Lord Jesus Christ was at his house.
然后当耶稣到他家。
And he said to him.
然后他耶稣对他说。
He said, Lord.
撒该对主说。
Everything that I have.
我所拥有的一切，
I will give half to the poor.
我将我一半的财产分给穷人。
If I take anything from anyone falsely, we give repay fourfold.
如果我讹诈任何人，我要将他还他四倍。
Of course, if Zacchaeus did this,
撒该真的这么做，
he would have no money left.
他就没有钱，他就没钱了。
But it did not matter to him.
但对他来讲，他无所谓。
Because Jesus went into his house.
因为耶稣到了他家。
Because salvation had go to his house.
因为救恩临到了他家。
So that's why for us.
同样的。
If we do not yearn for Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们不追求耶稣，
it's very difficult for us to see Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就没有办法看见耶稣。
And what is the two reasons sometimes we cannot see Lord Jesus Christ?
那为什么我们有的时候没有办法看见耶稣呢？
Because we are short of stature.
因为我们的身材矮小。
Because we can see the world is full of sin.
因为我们看见这个世界充满了罪恶。
There's many things in the world that causes the sin.
在这个世界上有许多引导我们犯罪的事。
So because of short of stature.
因为我们的身材矮小。
We cannot see our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看不见耶稣。
Just like Zacchaeus.
就像撒该。
Even though the crowd was in his way.
即便群众人挤在他的眼前。
But think about ourselves.
但想想我们自己。
The crowd is always going to be there.
群众众人永远都是在那里
的。The world is always going to be there.
这个世界永远是存在的。
The sinful things in this world is always going to be there.
罪恶的事情永远都是在那里的。
But the promise is not the sinful things in the world.
但是神给我们的预给我们的但是罪恶不是重点。
But because we're short of stature.
然后重点是我们的身材矮小。
For example, because I'm 6 feet tall.
比方说我六尺高。
Many of you can stand in front of me, I still can see behind, see in front of you.
虽然说有许多人站在我眼前，我还是能够看到我 更远的地方。
But if I'm only 4 feet tall,
如果我只有四尺高,
most of you can stand in front of me, I cannot see anything in front of you.
如果任何人站在我眼前，我就会挡住我的视线。
So the same thing when it comes to spirituality.
同样的，在我们的属灵的生活
上。Yes, the world is full of sin.
这个世界的确是充满罪恶。
But we must go up to the mountain.
但是我们必须要登到山上去。
When we are on top of the mountain, we can see everything in front of us.
当我们抵达山顶的时候，我们看到我们眼前所有的景物。
When we go up to the mountain,
当我们登到山上的时候
，we will see the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就会看见主耶稣。
But only we truly yearn for Him.
但只有我们虚心渴慕神。
If we yearn for Him, we'll be comforted.
如果我们渴慕神，心里感到哀痛，就必得到安慰。
Just like Zacchaeus,
就像撒迦。
Even though it seemed he should be very happy that he had everything,
或许他会觉得说。他拥有所世界一切，很高兴。
But only when our Lord Jesus Christ came to his house.
但是只有主耶稣到他家的时候。
And the Bible says he was joyful.
圣经记载说他的心感到喜乐。
That he was full of love.
他的心里充满了爱。
That he's willing to repent and repay back everything that he owed.
所以他愿意悔改，并且将他所欺骗、亏欠人的人全部归还。
So when we yearn for Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当我们能够渴慕耶稣的时候。
And when we are comforted.
我们得安慰,
and we can become meek.
然后我们就会变成温柔的人。
Because when we know we ourselves fall short of God's glory.
因为我们会知道说我们缺欠了神的荣耀。
Automatically we become very humble.
然后这样子我们就会变得很谦卑。
If we ourselves feel that we are poor.
如果我们知道我们是贫穷的。
Automatically we feel very humble.
那我们的心会是谦卑的。
And that's what God wants us to do.
这也就是神所向我们要的。
He wants us to feel poor in spirit.
神要我们知道说我们是心灵。
He always feels that we need to have Him.
神要我们有需要，感到需要来追求神。
Then we will know who we are as human beings.
然后我们就知道我们只不过是人。
For example, between brothers and sisters.
比方说在弟兄姐妹当中。
Of course, in the outside world, maybe some of us are more educated than others.
的确在这世界上有许多比我们更有学问的人。
But in the kingdom of God.
但是在神的国里。
We all are fellow brethren.
我们通通都是弟兄和姐妹。
It doesn't matter who we are.
不过我们在世上的地位。
We are deacon, we are pastor, we are brothers and sisters.
不论我们是长老、传道或者是弟兄姐妹。
And so because of this.
因为如此。
We always treat one another with humility.
所以我们都能够以仁慈的心彼此相待。
We always treat other they better than us.
我们会看别人比自己强。
And this is the only way.
也唯有如此。
Especially during meeting, during making difficult decisions.
所以当我们遇到困难的抉择的时候。
If we don't go up to the mountain.
如果我们不到山上。
We think we are something.
我们会觉得我们是很了不起的。
We think we are better than other people.
我们会觉得我们比别人更强。
And most of the time, we will cause many, many problems.
然而我们却是那制造祸乱的根源。
But if we feel we are poor in spirit.
然而如果说我们内心谦卑。
Automatically, we yearn for our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后并且能够存哀痛的心来追求耶稣。
When the Lord Jesus Christ comforts us,
当耶稣安慰了我们，
we become very humble.
我们就会变成温柔的人。
Because we will know who we are, we only human being.
然后我们会虚心的明白，我们只不过是人。
And then when we become meek,
当我们成为温柔的人，
we shall inherit the earth.
我们就能够承受地土。
We know the earth, our land, represents our heart.
我们知道这地土是代表我们的心。
What does it mean when we inherit the earth?
那我得着地土的意思是什么呢？
This means our heart is very fertile.
这表示说我们心里面的土是肥沃的。
Just like there's a lot of land here in Southern California.
就像在南加州的土地。
But many land are very dry, so it's very difficult to grow anything.
有些土地它们非常的干枯涸，所以没有办法种植任何的植物。
So just like a heart.
所以就宛如我们的心。
If we are not humble,
如果我们不是谦卑的人。
This means no matter how people share things with us and teach us many things, we are not, you know, we not be able to grow.
如果说我们没有存心学习的话，不论有多少人愿意教导我们，我们都没有办法成长。
But if we are humble person,
如果我们是个虚心的人，
if our brothers and sisters share their wisdom with us,
如果有弟兄姐妹分享他们的生活智慧，
automatically we will take it in.
然后我们会很自然的就将他们的经验给吸收。
We will learn from it.
我们就从他们身上学习。
And we will continue to grow.
然后我们会不断的成长。
Just like nowadays.
就像今天。
Sometimes the younger generation.
许多年轻的一代。
Of course, we speak English.
当然他们会说英文。
But we think when we speak English, that is enough.
有时候我们会觉得说能够说英文就够了。
And sometimes we refuse to go to hear a pastor who speaks in Chinese.
然后有时候我们会拒绝去跟说中文的传道讲话。
Why? Because we feel that if a pastor speaks Chinese, this means he doesn't know, you know, what we're going through.
然后因为有时候会或许会觉得说说中文的传道并不明白我们讲英文的年轻一代的生活经验。
And this is the biggest mistake.
然而这是一个很大的错误。
Because the senior ministers,
因为年长的长
those ministers who speak Chinese,
会说中文的传道者
they are the ones that have great wisdom from God.
他们拥有从神的丰富的智慧。
Of course, for myself.
当然对我来说
of course, I don't understand Chinese at all.
虽然我对中文一窍不通
Of course, in my mind, one day I hope that every church in the United States can speak in English.
当然在我的心里我非常希望美国的所有教会都能够说中英文
But it will take time.
但是那是需要花时间的
It will take time to evolve to that point.
然后也要花时间才能够达到那个境界
But meanwhile,
但是同时
we need to receive all the wisdom from the last generation for ourselves.
我们也必须要向长辈来学习
Because a lot of English speaking,
因为有许多说英文的弟兄姐妹
We always think that, you know, if we go and listen to a Chinese sermon, that means we cannot understand, we don't know, we cannot receive anything from it.
或许我们会觉得说，我们当我们去听中文讲道的时候，我们听不懂就没有办法学习道理。
Why? Because our heart is not humble.
那是因为我们的心没有谦卑。
For me, it's the last 10 years I've been in Christ.
然后对我来说，我这十年，我信主十年。
Maybe 90% of sermon I heard in Chinese.
然后我90%的道理都是。中文讲道
and if this sermon is not edifying,
然后这些中文的道理都非常的有造就
and how can I grow for these last 10 years?
如果他们没有造就的话我这过去十年又是如何的走过来的呢
of course it's edifying
当然是中文道理是造就的
especially for the senior minister when they speak
特别是那些年长的传道当他们讲道理的时
候 if we can learn only one thing from them it's one thing that's new for us to add to our life
如果我们能够从年长的传道者学习到一件事情，那将对我们的属灵的生命有极大的造就。
So if our heart is meek,
所以我们的心要纯，要谦
卑。If our heart is fertile,
如果我们的心灵的土地能
够，Then for sure we say, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
如果我们的心灵能够得着滋润，那我们就能够使那饥饿的人得着饱足。
For they shall be filled.
因为饥渴慕义的人必得饱足。
If we don't have the heart for humility.
如果我们的心里没有不充满谦卑
No way we are hungry and thirsty for righteousness.
那我们不会饥渴慕义。
Of course, many of us we are hungry for different things.
当然我们会追求不同的事情。
Of course, some young, you know, especially when you come out of college, what you hungry for is a good, you know, good job.
当然大学毕业的时候，我们会很渴望能够得着一个很好的工作。
And maybe after working a while, you're hungry to have a big house.
或许当工作一段时间之后，我们会渴望有个大房子。
And after a while, you hope that you can be retired early.
之后，你可能渴望能够提早退休。
Of course, all these things are not bad things for us to pursue.
的确，以上这几件事情都是我们人生值得追求的目标。
But we only hungry for those things.
然而，如果我们只追求渴慕这些事情
，we do not hungry for righteousness.
却没有饥渴慕义
，or thirsty for righteousness.
或者是为追求道理而感到渴望
，then our faith can never increase.
那么我们就没有办法增加我们的
生命。But how do we know we're hungry and thirsty for righteousness?
那么如何知道我们是饥渴慕义呢
？Just examine ourselves.
我们需要自我反省。
Every day when we get up,
每天早上当我们起床的时候
，Do we truly want to open the Bible and read it?
我们真的会想要打开圣经来查考圣经吗
？Do we truly want to kneel down and pray to our Heavenly Father?
我们真的愿意跪下来向神祷告吗
？Do we truly want to come to have fellowship with brothers and sisters?
我们是否愿意与弟兄姐妹团契呢
？If we do not fail to do any of these three things,
如果我们没有想做以上这三件事。
This means we are not hungry and thirsty for righteousness.
那表示说我们可能并没有饥渴慕义。
Because righteousness comes from God.
因为义来自于神。
By reading His word, by praying to Him.
是来自于读经和祷告。
And righteousness comes from our brothers and sisters.
然后神的义也来自于弟兄姐妹的交通。
Because every single one of us are children of God.
然后不论是任何人。
Just compare when we have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
就像说当我们与弟兄姐妹团契的时候
And when we go out with our friends that's outside the church
然后以及跟我们非教会的朋友一起玩的时候
It's just like night and day
那种感觉有如日月之年
I know when I go out with my friends outside the church
我知道我会跟我非信主的朋友出去玩
I never have anything to say to them
我跟他们玩的时候我不晓得跟他们说什么
Because most of the time what they speak concerning worldly things
因为他们所谈的话题都是世上的言
And a lot of time when they speak, it's not edifying at all.
他们的话语当中对我并没有造就。
But if we like to be with them,
如果我们喜欢与世上的朋友,
and we always enjoy to be with them,
并且喜欢跟他们在一起,
this means we are not hungry for righteousness.
那表示说我们并没有饥渴慕义。
But for our brothers and sisters,
然后但是跟弟兄姐妹在一起的时候,
when we have fellowship with them,
当我们一起团契,
most of the time we speak things concerning God.
许多时候我们都是谈论与神有关的话题。
We share with one another how can we draw closer to God.
我们会希望说分享如何更加亲近神。
Why? Because we're hungry and thirsty for righteousness.
因为我们的心灵充满对神的渴慕。
If we are truly live our life to be hungry and thirsty for righteousness, we will truly be filled by our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们能过一个饥渴慕义的生活, 那我们的生命将会被耶稣基督所充满。
So from verse 3 to verse 6,
所以从第三节到第六节,
this all have to do with self-cultivation.
所以他是提到说我们自我灵修的功课。
Before we can read verse 7,
在我们读第七节之前,
we must be able to complete verse 3 to verse 6 first.
我们必须要先做到第三节到第六节。
Because only a person can be filled, that he can become a merciful person. If he himself cannot be filled with God, how can he know to become a merciful person? That's why in verse 7,
我们看第七节,
blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
连续人的人有福了,
actually, to be a merciful person is really a great gift from God. Because many of us, it's very difficult to be merciful to others. Of course, when we always be able to be merciful for ourselves, when we do something wrong, when we make a mistake, most of the time it's very easy for us to forgive ourselves.
很多时候我们都会想要原谅自己。
But when other brothers and sisters,
然而当弟兄姐妹犯错的时候,
when they do something wrong,
如果他们有做,
when they make mistakes, especially against us,
当他们有过失或是得罪我们的时候,
do we truly know how to forgive them?
我们真的知道如何原谅他们吗?
Can we be a merciful person toward them?
我们能够成为对他们仁慈的人吗?
But if we're not poor in spirit,
如果我们心里没有,
if we don't yearn for Lord Jesus Christ, if we are not humble, if we are not hungry and thirsty for God's righteousness, it's impossible for us to be a merciful person. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19. Verse 22. I'm sorry, 18 verse 22. Matthew chapter 18, verse 22.
18章22节.
Let's start from verse 21.
我们从21节开始看起.
Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him, up to seven times? Verse 22.
22节.
Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. So we know that during this time that Peter was very proud to say this to our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这个时候我们看出说彼得其实他非常感到骄傲说他能够对神这么说。
Because he said, if a brother sin against me,
他说如果我弟兄得罪我,
do I forgive him seven times?
我可以原谅他七次吗?
Because seven times seem already enough.
因为七次实在,
but Jesus said to him,
但主对他说,
you see, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven.
我对你说, 不是到七次, 乃是到七十个七次。
So 70 times seven equals 490 times.
所以七十个七次就表示790次,
so is this mean that our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to always, you know, if we be able to forgive our brother 490 times, that's okay?
然后是否表示说只要我们原谅我们弟兄497次就够了吗? 就可以了吗?
But what does it mean?
但这个意思是什么呢?
What does it mean 70 times 7?
70个7次是什么意思呢?
It's on verse 35. Chapter 18 verse 35.
我们请看35节。
Chapter 18 verse 35.
18章35节。
So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each one of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses.
35节。 18章35节, 你们个人若不从心里饶恕你们的弟兄, 我天父也要这样待你们了。
So this means if we cannot forgive our brother and sister from our hearts,
这表示说, 如果我们没有办法从心里饶恕我们的弟兄,
it doesn't matter we say if we forgive them one time or 490 times.
这不论我们原谅他们一次或490次,
but if that one time we forgive them from our heart,
如果我们原,
That is good enough.
那就够了.
But if we take us 490 times, we cannot forgive from our heart, we must continue to forgive them.
即便我们原谅他们490次, 却不是由衷的原, 从心里原谅他们, 也是没有用的。
And why is it so important for us to forgive one another?
为什么彼此饶恕是如此的重要呢?
Just like this parable of the unforgiving servant.
就像是这一个毫无怜悯心仆人的比喻。
We know every single one of us owe God so much.
我们知道我们每一个人都亏欠神许多。
But even though our brothers and sisters,
但是对我们的弟兄姐妹,
sometimes they only wrong us very little.
虽然他们只能在小事上得罪我们,
but we cannot forgive them.
我们却无法原谅他们.
That's why for us, we must think and reflect.
所以这是我们必须要扪心自问检讨的.
Because if we owe God so much and He's willing to forgive us,
因为我们缺欠神这么多, 但神却愿意原谅我们,
how much more we should forgive our brothers and sisters?
那我们应当如何来饶恕我们的弟兄姐妹呢?
Because if we are not a merciful person,
如果我们不是个怜悯的人,
we ourselves cannot receive mercy.
那我们也无法从神得着连续。
So that's why sometimes when I see our brothers and sisters,
是有的时候我看到主内的弟兄姐妹,
sometimes when we do something wrong against one another,
有的时候我们会互相得罪,
we keep it for years and years.
然后那心里面的怨恨却积存多年。
And it seems so difficult for us to forgive one another.
然后变成说我们很难去彼此饶恕对方。
Because a lot of time we are lack of love.
许多时候我们的生命就是这样。
A lot of time we don't understand how much God loves us.
许多时候我们并不了解神如何爱我们,
because the love of God should compel us to be able to forgive one another.
因为神的爱会激励我们去饶恕对方。
Of course, sometimes some people are not so lovable.
当然有的时候我们会遇到一些不可爱的人。
For sure, between my wife and I, I'm sure someday she wants to slap me too, because I'm not so lovable every day.
然后我相信就是我与我妻子的婚姻生活当中，有的时候她也会想要打我，打。
Why she continue to love me?
然后为什么她会想要继续爱我呢?
Because she knows who I am.
因为她知道我是谁。
And she knows my weakness.
她也知道我的弱点。
So because of this, it's very easy for her to forgive me.
也因为如此, 她能够很轻易地来饶恕我。
So the same thing with brothers and sisters.
同样的对弟兄姐妹。
See, most of the time, the reason we have an argument is not because of misunderstanding.
有许多时候是因为我们 彼此的不了解,
because sometimes one brother would say something to me about the other brother, and the other brother would say something to me about that brother.
然后另外弟兄又跑过来跟我讲这位弟兄的事。
So when I get to listen to both sides of stories,
然后所以我两边的想法我都听见了。
And when I listen to two stories, for sure they misunderstood one another.
当我听到他们两个人的想法之后，我明白说他们两个之间有误会。
And all they need is to go to talk to that brother face to face and ask him very plainly.
然后唯有他们面对面去彼此互相问清楚。
Then you will know the truth.
你才能够知道真相。
And you know that everything actually is just misunderstanding.
然后最后才明白说，其实他们中间只是误会一场。
I remember one of the elders from Taiwan came here to teach me.
我记得在台湾有位长老来教我。
And he said one time there's another worker, a co-worker.
他提到说有一次他的同工
spoke very badly of him.
然后说一些重伤他的话。
And his elders did not understand why.
这位长老并不明白为什么。
Of course, at first he didn't say anything.
当然刚开始他保持缄默。
But this other worker continued to speak bad about him.
然而这位他的同工却不断地在继续重伤他。
So one day he called him up.
所以有一天他又打电话给那位同工。
And he just said, you know, brother,
他对他说弟兄,
you know, I heard that you've been talking all these bad things about me.
我听说你说了一些对我不当的话。
And this elder said to this worker,
然后这位长老对这位同工说,
if I have done anything wrong to you, please forgive me.
如果说我有做任何事情得罪你, 请你原谅我。
And if I had done anything wrong, please tell me so I can learn not to do it again.
如果我有做错事或得罪你的地方, 请让我知道, 我才不会再继续犯错。
And during this time, this worker shed tears.
然后这个时候他的同工流泪了。
Because an elder called him.
因为长老打电话给他,
and asked him to forgive him.
并且请他原谅他。
But when the elder asked me, what if I do something wrong, please tell me.
然后长老跟他说, 如果我做错什么事情, 请你告诉我。
Actually, the brother knows inside his heart.
然后这位, 他这位弟兄在他心里明白,
the elder did not do anything wrong.
长老并没有做错任何事。
But because he just wanted to say something because he feel a little bit envy of that elder.
然后他之所以会重伤长老只是因为他嫉妒长老。
But because the elder went directly to this worker,
因为长老直接去与这位同工接触。
And the elder know for sure he did not do anything wrong.
因为长老知道说他并没有做错事。
But anyway, he asked that worker to forgive him.
然而他还是要请求他的同工来原谅他。
So when this worker heard this, he can't help but to cry.
然后所以当这位同工听见了，他忍不住的哭了。
Because no matter what,
因为不论什么
we as brothers and sisters,
我们都是弟兄姐妹。
We know we have the same blood flowing through us.
我们知道我们身上流着同样的血。
And the reason we can sit here this morning,
然后今天我们之所以能够坐在这里的原因。
And the reason we can worship the true and living God.
我们之所以能够一同来敬拜真神的原因
Because the blood of Christ inside every single one of us.
因为主耶稣的宝血留在我们每一个人的身上
Even though I come from Cambodia.
虽然我来自于柬埔寨
Some from Indonesia.
有些来自于印尼
Some from China, some from Taiwan.
有些人来自中国大陆，有些人来自台湾
But we all have the same Father.
我们都有一个共同的父亲
Because through baptism,
因为透过洗礼
No longer we are Cambodian, Chinese, Taiwanese.
我们不再是柬埔寨人、台湾人或者是大陆人,
but we all are children of God.
我们通通都是神的儿女。
So because of this, we should be able to have mercy for one another.
也因为如此，我们必须要彼此谦卑。
For sure, someday I will do something wrong.
如果说我们做，有的时候我们一定会犯错。
And I ask you to forgive me.
然后我们请人来原谅我们。
And someday you also will do something wrong.
有的时候你也可能会犯错。
And I'm sure that you want us to forgive you.
你也会希望别人来原谅你。
So that's why for us.
因此对我们
have mercy toward one another.
我们要存心谦，
Because God have mercy on us.
因为神饶恕我们。
But only we can fulfill the first four steps first.
然而唯有当我们能够完成前四福的时候
，that we can be filled with God.
我们才能够被神所充满。
Then automatically we become a merciful person.
然后我们才能够成为一个连续人。
We have no grudge against anyone.
然后我们就不会去。
But all we want to do is love them.
我们不会去恨别人，反而是爱别人。
And it doesn't matter what wrong they do, we always love them.
不论别人对我们如何伤害我们，还是会爱他们。
Look at Moses.
我们看看摩西。
During that time, Aaron and Miriam went against him.
当亚伦和米利安来攻击他的时候。
Because during that time, Miriam and Aaron, their own siblings.
玛利安跟亚伦都是他的兄弟姐妹。
So what they say to Moses is very hurtful.
亲手足对他所说的话是充满伤害的。
And they say to Moses, "You're not the only one of God chosen to lead the Israelites."
然后他们说，摩西，你不是神唯一拣选来带领以色列的人。
God also work with us.
神也与我们同工。
Of course, during that time, Moses should be very upset.
当然，那时候摩西心里应该感到非常气愤。
But during that time, Moses did not say anything.
但是摩西却没有说什么。
But God heard what they say.
但神听见了。
So God asked all three of them.
所以神叫他们三人叫。
They come before the tabernacle.
叫他们三人来到。
See, God is a very loving father.
神是位慈爱的父亲。
So that's why he called all three of them.
所以他叫这三个孩子到他面前。
So during that time, he caused Miriam to have leprosy.
所以那时候神让米利安得大麻风。
In that time, Moses should be very happy.
那时候摩西或许应当非常高兴。
See, I told you not to speak against me.
他说，我早告诉你。
Because I'm the one chosen by God.
你不要攻击我，因为神拣选我。
You can see Moses was not like that.
但摩西他的心却不是如此。
So during that time when Miriam struck with leprosy.
所以当米利安得大麻风的时候
Moses said to God,
摩西对神说
God, please forgive her.
神啊，请你原谅他。
Why Moses be able to do this?
为什么摩西会这样做呢？
Because Moses is the most humble man in the whole world.
因为摩西是世界上最谦卑的人。
And Moses is full of love.
因为摩西他是充满爱的人。
That's why he becomes so merciful.
因此他能够如此连续人。
So that's why for us, we also need to be merciful.
所以因此我们要学习怜悯人。
We shall also obtain mercy.
这样我们才能够得着怜悯。
And when we be able to be merciful,
然后我们才能够成为恩慈的人。第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
So why did Moses be able to see God face to face?
为什么摩西能够与神面对面见
面呢? Because he was a very merciful person.
因为他是一个有怜悯的人。
So because of this, his heart became very pure.
因为也因此他成为清心的人。
So that's why God spoke to him face to face.
也因此神能够与他面对面说话。
Actually, many prophets during that time.
在那时候有许多的先知。
God never speak to him face to face.
神却未曾跟当时候的先知面对面说话。
But with his servant Moses.
然而他却对他的仆人摩西。
He spoke to him face to face.
神对他面对面讲话。
How about us?
那我们呢？
Are we a merciful person?
我们是否是个怜悯人的人
呢？ Are we the one always holding grudges with our brothers and sisters?
还是我们常常会对我们弟兄姐妹记仇呢?
Are we pure in heart?
我们心里是否清心呢?
If we truly are pure in heart,
如果我们真的是个清心的人,
we will see God.
我们将能够见到神。
And then when we see God,
当我们见到神的时候,
then in verse 9,
第九节,
say, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
使人和睦的人有福了, 因为他们必称为神的儿子。
If we are pure in heart,
如果我们清心,
then we have the right to become peacemaker.
那我们就能够成为
Because when we are pure in heart,
因为我们的心里,
we will not take sides.
我们不会偏袒人,
we always take sides of God.
而我们只会站在神的那一边,
what is right in the eyes of God?
我们会想说,
if we are not pure in heart,
如果我们不是清心,
we cannot become peacemaker.
我们无法成为使人和睦的人,
because if we are not pure in heart, we will take sides very easy.
如果我们没有清晰的话,
and then we do not seek what is right and wrong according to God, but rather according to the one that we take side with.
那我们就没有办法按神的标准来分辨是非,
and we know all this characteristic. We long to our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后,
that's why for every single one of us,
这也因此我们每一个人,
we must be like our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须要学习耶稣,
because he's the one that's full of mercy.
因为他是充满慈悲怜悯的,
he's the one that's pure in heart.
他是清心的,
and for sure he's the one that's a peacemaker.
他也是使人和睦的,
so every single one of us,
所以我们每一个人,
let's reflect and think about ourselves.
我们要自我检讨,
are we the one that caused problems in church?
我们是否 是在教会制造纷争,
are we the one that always making peace in church?
还是我们是为教会制造和睦的人?
Of course, sometimes it's more likely, it's easier to be, you know, to cause problems in church.
当然在教会制造纷争是很容易的,
but it's very difficult to be peacemaker.
然而要使教会和睦却是难的,
because sometimes when you are peacemaker, people do not like you.
因为当你想要使人和睦, 可能会得罪人, 让人讨厌你,
if we don't take side in some side, sometimes people don't like you.
如果我们不偏袒人的话, 可能我们会, 某些人会讨厌我们,
that's why sometimes being a worker of God,
所以因此成为神的工人,
is very difficult,
是很难的,
that's why a lot of us, we don't say too much.
所以也因此我们常常会缄默不语,
because when we say too much, we get ourselves in trouble.
因为当我们太多话的时候, 可能会使,
but it should
会得罪人,
not be this way.
但是这不,
what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong.
是就是, 不是就不是,
and what in the gray area is not according to the Bible.
然后任何的灰色地带都不属, 都是,
so every single one of us,
对我们每一个人,
if we go up to the mountain,
如果我们到达山上,
and we are filled with the word of God,
然后充满神的道理,
we will see things very easy, black and white.
我们就很能够清楚地, 能够明辨是非,
and then only that time we can truly become a peacemaker.
唯有如此, 我们才能够成为使人和睦的人。
Of course, most of the time the peacemaker between us and God.
然后当然许多时候, 我们是要让人与神和睦。
See a lot of brothers and sisters.
我们看有许多弟兄姐妹,
see, sometimes they are weak in faith.
有的时候他们信, 信心软弱,
if we are filled with God's Spirit,
然而如果我们充满神的灵,
we can pray to God.
我们可以向神祷告,
we can ask God for his mercy.
我们祈求神的怜悯,
and then if God hears,
让, 然后神会垂听我们的祷告,
and then we become the peacemaker.
然后我们就能够成为和睦的人,
the same thing with brothers and sisters.
同样的,
if we truly are pure in heart,
如果我们纯心,
if brother or sister have argument against one another,
对于清心的弟兄姐妹, 如果看见有弟兄姐妹, 彼此有嫌隙,
if we kneel down and pray to God,
如果我们跪下来向神祷告,
for sure God will amend the situation.
我们相信神会来处理这件事情。
Actually, I see this in many different situations.
我在许多事上都看到神的动,
for example, one of the church,
比方说有间教会,
actually have these two members.
当时候有两位,
they have very, very strong will.
他们都有相当强的个人的主观,
and we, you know, for 20, 30 years, they're always the same.
然后二三十年来都是如此。
And we try, so do many different interventions to encourage them.
然后我们曾经试过在他们两个人中间有不同的协调,
but nothing was, we say, reveal, right? Reveal much.
然后却没有办法改变他们之间的冲突,
so we just give up altogether.
然后最后他们彼此放弃,
so but then we came up with a good idea.
后来我们就想到一个方法,
say from now on, we just, especially council members, just pray for these two members.
所以当时候的负责人决定就为那两位,
of course, it doesn't take 1 month, 2 months, it takes a long time.
当然这不是一两个月的事情, 而是相当长时间。
But if it's already 20, 30 years already, I mean, another 3 years is nothing, right?
因为他们之间有问题已经二三十年了, 那一两年的祷告也算不了什么。
So, praise and thank God.
然后感谢神。
When a council member, when they speak less,
然后当这些,
when they speak less and they continue to pray for these two members,
当这些, 当负责人对他这样, 少说话, 然后多祷告之后,
you can see the transformation.
我们看见他们之间的转变。
Actually, with their own eyes, we can see the transformation.
是靠着在人的眼就可以看出他们的转变。
One time, these two members had a big fight with one another.
有一天这两位信徒又开始有强烈的争,
and, oh, we're like, oh, man, they're gonna, going to be a big problem again, right?
然后我们就想说，惨了，这下子一定又是一个很大的争端。
And then time right before spiritual convocation.
而且那时候又在灵恩会之前。
So the council member just focus and praying for them.
所以所有的负责人就专心为他们祷告。
In the following week.
在接下来的星期。
When they saw one another.
当他们见面的时候。
They apologized to each other.
而这两位信徒互相
道歉。This has never happened in 20, 30 years. They apologize to one another.
彼此道歉是在这过去二三十年未曾见过的现象。
So because of this, our faith will increase.
也因此他们的信心增长了。
That by praying,
透过祷告
by truly ask God, to amend their relationship.
然后请求神来改来动工。
I now thank God.
感谢主。
Actually, one member moved away, and then the only one left, so it's more peace.
然后后来有一位信徒搬家了，然后只剩下一位信徒在大教会。
But nevertheless, we can see where God's work inside our church.
但是我们也清楚地看见神在教会里的工作。
That's why, really, as long as we are pure in heart.
所以只要我们清洁的心
，God will use us to be peacemaker.
神会让我们成为使人和睦的人。
This means when we pray for our fellow brethren.
所以当我们为我们弟兄姐妹祷告的时候
，God's power manifests in them.
神的作为就会临到他们身
上。And we pray to God to forgive our fellow brethren.
如果我们请求神来原谅我们弟兄。
God's power manifests in them.
神的作为就会临到他们身上。
Then when we become peacemaker.
当我们成为使人和睦的人。
And then we should be called sons of God.
我们就能被称为是神的儿子。
This is a very beautiful status.
这是一个很好的一个地位。
Only when we can live a life to make peace, then we can be called sons of God.
当我们能使人和睦，我们就能成为神的儿子。
And then when we are sons of God.
当我们是神的儿子。
Then verse 10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
第十节说，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So this means that we be able to accomplish verse 3 to verse 6.
这表示说我们能够做到第三节到第六节。
We will become a merciful person.
我们会成为一个充满怜悯的
人。We will become a person of pure heart.
我们会成为清心的人。
We will become a peacemaker.
我们会成为使人和睦的
人。And only then we can truly be persecuted for God's righteousness.
也唯有如此，我们才能够。
And this is a blessing.
这个福气。
Because in verse 11 say, "Blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake."
第十一节说，人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样的坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
Of course, if you're not a merciful person.
当然，如果我们不是一个怜悯人。
If you're a person who's not pure in heart.
如果我们没有清
心。If we're not a peacemaker.
如果我们没有使人和睦。
Then people say things about us. They probably right.
当人毁谤我们的时候，他们其实说的是实话。
But in verse 11 say,
但十一节说
Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely.
然后这边说，人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样的坏话、毁谤你们。
And then we should rejoice.
我们应当感到喜乐。
And be exceedingly glad.
也要感到快乐。
For great is the reward in heaven, for they persecute the prophet who were before you.
应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
We can see the book of Acts.
我们可以看到使徒行
传。When they were being persecuted,
当时候使徒被迫害
的时候 they were so joyful,
他们是充满喜乐的。
Because they were count worthy to be able to suffer for Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他们觉得说能够配得为神的名受苦是值得
的。So this is the goal that we want to reach.
这就是我们 要追求的目标。
We must go up to the mountain.
我们必须达到山顶。
And be taught by our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后领受神的教训。
So our life be full of blessing.
这样我们的生命才能够充
满福气。So we feel, doesn't matter how great a faith we have, we always feel that we are poor in spirit.
不论我们有多大的信心，我们总是感到说我们的灵命是空虚的。
And then we will yearn for Lord Jesus Christ.
这样我们才能够去追求渴慕
神。Then when we feel comforted,
当我们从神得到安慰
then we feel very humble.
我们就会变得非常的谦卑
and then we will feel hungry and thirsty for God's righteousness.
然后我们会饥渴寻求神的
and only then we can truly transform ourselves.
唯有如此我们才能够转变提升我们自己
that we become a merciful person.
我们才能更新成为一个怜悯人的人
we become a person that is pure in heart.
才能够存心清心
we a person can become peacemaker between our fellow brethren also between God and our brethren.
我们能够成为使人与神和睦的人
and that's the only time that we be worthy to be persecuted for God's righteousness.
唯有如此，我们才能够配得为神为义受逼迫。
So may God help all of us.
愿神帮助我们每一个人。
To transform ourselves.
让我们能够变化。
To receive blessing upon blessing.
能够得着，能够福上加福。
Because for us to be persecuted.
因为当我们被为义受逼迫。
This is a great blessing of all.
这是最大的福气。
Because when we are persecuted.
因为当我们被逼迫的时候。
And we continue to stand fast.
然后我们能够在道理上站立得稳。
Then we become a faithful believers of God.
我们就能够成为神忠心的信徒。
Just like the church in Philadelphia.
就像是
Let's rise up and sing hymn 398.
请唱诗 398首.
398.
398首.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. His the pathway of blessing for me. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me. I owe no other Master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Living for Jesus, who died in my place, carry my sin and disgrace. Such love constrains me to answer His call, follow His leading and give Him my all. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement did give Thyself for me. I owe no other Master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Living for Jesus through earth little while, my dearest treasure, delight of His smile. Seeking the lost ones, He died to redeem. Bringing the weary to find rest in Him. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee. For Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me. I owe no other Master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee. God, please be seated.
感谢神, 请坐.
So is there any update with Tracy and Dave's son?
好，现在我跟大家报告关于 David 跟 Tracy 新生儿子的情况.
So we continue to pray for them.
请大家继续为他们祷告.
We truly ask God's mercy to be upon them.
我们祈求神的怜悯临到他们.
And also we pray and thank God for this morning services.
Let's kneel down and
pray together. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.